So we have a terrific couple of jumping off points with our first and second readings, because they were both, in their own way, about faith or faithfulness. So for today, we're just going to take a step back and investigate the word, and therefore the concept, of faith. What exactly does that word mean? Because faith is a very easy word to describe badly. Faith is taking something as true when there's absolutely no proof of it. That is a bad definition. Faith is believing in something. Well, okay, great. But that doesn't really get us anywhere. Faith is our connection to God. Again, also true, but it begs the question, how? In what way? I could go on, of course, and give you other descriptions of faith, ranging from poetically unhelpful to downright offensive. But for today, I want to offer something a tad different. I don't want to give you a definition so much as provide a synonym. And a synonym, I'll remind you, is when you have two words with the same meaning or a very similar meaning. Because you see, I've been in Spanish overdrive mode for about a couple of weeks now. I've been working more aggressively on my vocabulary. So, Spanish pop quiz. What is the word in Spanish for the verb to trust? The Spanish verb, Spanish the word for to trust. Now, I'll give you a hint, it is not el trusto. There are some snarky people in church today. I feel like if I don't say that out loud, someone will try. All right, so the word I'm looking for is confiar. Confiar, to trust, you know, to confide in. That is the Spanish word for to trust. Can you hear the meaning within the word itself? Confiar, confiar. Con, with, you know, chili con queso. Couldn't think of a better example. Confiar, con, fe, faith, and ar, verbal indicator. So confiar means with faith. To trust means the exact same thing as with faith. I think that is so cool. I admit it is not obvious in English, but in the Romantic languages, it is as clear as day. Faith is trust. We confide in our Lord Jesus Christ. Confiar. This is one of those things we should be ready to explain to other people because we are men and women of faith. I am a man of faith. Great. What does that mean? Well, it means that I put my trust in the very creator of heaven and earth. And through Jesus Christ, I believe he has a deep and abiding love for not just me, but for everyone, regardless of the circumstances. That's something you can say with confidence. And it actually kind of answers the question. Now, I admit it's not perfect. But if I said that in public, if I said that on the street or on national TV, I could live with myself. I have faith. I am a man of faith. I trust in the goodness of the Holy Spirit, I trust in Jesus Christ. I admit, it's not going to replace the creed anytime soon. It leaves things out. You know, it didn't mention anything about the difference between right and wrong. Didn't mention anything about everlasting life. Those two things are definitely part of our faith. But then again, to trust in the Lord means to trust in his promise of everlasting life for us all. And to trust in the Lord means to have faith that the Ten Commandments actually do matter. It all comes down to trust. Having faith is about trusting in God, putting your trust in something entirely beyond yourself. That's faith. Now, maybe you think that's the greatest example of faith you've ever heard. Maybe you're feeling lukewarm about this. Maybe you're really uncomfortable about describing your faith in this way. That's fine. That is your choice. But wherever you are on that spectrum, I would like you to at least consider and appreciate the things I did not say. I did not state that faith is about following rules. Plenty of people think faith is that shallow. The writings of Paul alone should work out that fallacy for you. Having faith and following the rules very often go together, but they are not the exact same thing. Jesus broke rules every once in a while. We believe that he always acted in faith. I did not state that faith is the opposite of knowledge, because that bugs me every time I hear that. Please, trust in the Lord and learn all you can about how the world works. I'm telling you guys, some of the greatest scientists of all of history have been Catholic or Jewish. This whole notion of faith and knowledge, it's only a problem when we assume it's a competition. It's actually a lot like a marriage. You should know your wife or your husband. I mean, by all means, learn all that you can about them. Fill books and books and books about all the facts of your spouse. Take 60 years for all I care. But no matter how well you know your spouse, at the end of the day, you still need to put your trust in them. Absolutely. Trust your spouse and know your spouse. One cannot replace the other. You need both for a healthy marriage. Same thing with God. Faith, knowledge, they are meant to be together, side by side in your heart. Number three, I did not state that faith is the product and result of conditioning. Ugh. When I was vacationing in Japan about a year and a half ago, I was with a group of Americans. I was one of two practicing Christians, and we had the misfortune of traveling with a guy who very much believed that all religion was the product of social conditioning. And he took every opportunity to tell us that when we professed our faith, we were spreading the mental sickness. Ugh, that got old after. He said that like every day. It got old. But the thing is, he's wrong. I mean, he's just plain wrong, because faith is trust. And trust is not conditioned into you. No one can trick you into trusting your spouse. You place your trust in your spouse. Faith is a choice, just as trust is a choice. Therefore, no one can be tricked into genuine faith. They can be tricked into the illusion of faith. That's true, but that's not what we're talking about now, is it? Number four, I did not say that faith is arbitrary and purposeless. You know, a coping mechanism to help us deal with this imperfect world we're forced to exist in. Uh-uh. No, it is not arbitrary. Our faith is ordered to the salvation of all things. That makes it intentional and purposeful. And if that's true, then it cannot possibly be arbitrary. Then again, there's the opposite statement. I did not state that faith is the means to an end. Okay? Be good, have faith in God, get to heaven as a reward. Guys, that's not what trust is about. Heaven is not a reward. Heaven is our destiny. It's our homeland. It's where we actually belong. So you might say that faith does not get us to heaven. The reality of heaven gets us faith. All right, one more. I did not state that faith comes at the expense of anyone else. You guys don't hear this enough. We are not a cult. We are not a cult. We are not harboring some kind of secret to give ourselves an edge over all those dirty non-Catholics outside. That's not the idea. That is not why we're here. Read the Vatican document, Lumen Gentium. We respect and value the faith and morality of all peoples and all religions, provided that it's authentic, provided that it is ordered to God, that it does lead to God. If that much is true, we see the value in it. Our faith really is universal. It is open to anyone who is willing to take the plunge. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. A lot of you know that. It's not easy. But there is no lock on that door. Anyone who wants to can walk up and knock. I hope this is helpful for you somehow. Because to really dive into the more advanced parts of our faith as Catholics, we need that solid foundation. We need to understand what faith is in the first place, because everything else we do is built up on faith. I think you guys understand that just fine. It all starts with faith. Faith is trust. In the end, being men and women of faith means putting our trust in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Sometimes that trust comes with facts, knowledge, and black and white issues. Other times, that trust is relative, or to be more precise, subjective. You know, we're all different. God leads us to different parts of the world. That much is true. But other times, that same trust has got to go beyond any notion of knowledge or understanding. Sometimes to put our trust in God, it means we have to let go of those little things we're so certain about. So have faith. Trust in God, confide in Jesus Christ, and be ready to act on that trust whenever and however you can.